Blog Talk Radio.
Mama, hey mama, my heart.
other fellas, little Sonny.
And drinking that wine, remember the schoolyard days.
Yeah.
We had to take you home, man. You was out on it, man.
Better, better day. Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there? Steal the hubcaps off the car.
What you talking about? Batteries? We lucky we didn't get busted, man.
Listen.
And I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what color would you come in today?
That tends to lie.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it.
I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all up.
I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what's your mama say?
She said, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know, you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop,
well,
she was all right.
Pop was out of bad.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out.
I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to.
I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them.
Hey, buddy. I thought your mom cooked them good home cooked bits today.
Mr. Green?
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked her.
My mama. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. How's everybody doing this beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening? Mother's Day is in the house. Mother's Day 2020. Oh, yes. You're listening to your host, Evangelist Go Report, right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We got Sister Popcorn in the house. We women thought we would run this thing today. What you talking about? How you doing, Sister Evangelist? I know that I'm a hugger, man. This is Mother's Day. This is Mother's Day. You know, now let me tell y'all something. I ain't got no children. It's a good thing. Because I'm telling you, I don't know what I would have raised up. Because we'd be like the Pink Panther favorite.
Pink Panthers? You mean Black Panther?
Yeah, Black Panther. You know what I mean. But anyway, but that's what we'd be like, the Black Panthers. Because it'd be rough out here. It'd be rough out here. And I probably wouldn't have raised them children right. So that's why. I don't think, and God just say, no, I don't think you better have no children.
Oh, that's what happened. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we got this on the roll right here. And I tell y'all, this is a grand day. This is a day, every time it come around, I get a little sad because my mom is in heaven with the Lord. But I should be glad, but you know, in this human vessel, I miss my mother. So I'm always trying to put the good on the outside on this particular day, because a lot of us that don't have our moms and they're home in heaven with the Lord, we have a, you know, this is a day that we just miss our moms. Someone that was allowed, that God allowed to bring us forth onto this earth. And I just say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Mama, for doing everything that you did to raise me the way God wanted you to raise me. And I just praise God for who you were in the time that you were here with us in this earth. And just doing prayer before we get crumb. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you for the many blessings that you have blessed and bestowed upon us in this life. Father, we just thank you for all that you're doing, all the protection you have sent your ministering angels to be around and about us, to put us in the Holy Spirit to direct us. Father, we just thank you for that. We thank you for this broadcast, Lord God. And we thank you for all the listeners that listen in every Sunday. Father, we thank you for all the hosts that participate on the broadcast. Father, I ask you to continue to bless Glorious Vibes, Lord God, and you have blessed us tremendously with the stats that we have and the awards that we won. And we just so grateful and thankful. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Well, I tell y'all, let's just sit back, because this is something I'll never forget. My mom was in play. We used to get whooped down. We did too. We got whooped down. And I don't understand why a lot of these children are getting away with a lot of murder stuff. You know, they need the backside whoop. The Bible say don't spare the rod, spoil the child. See, you spare it, they're going to be spoiled. That's why I ain't got no children. That's why you don't have no children. That's true. But anyway, I'll never forget everything my mom done for me. All the good. So you remember all the good things. Who try to remember all the bad things? Because in our mind, in the true land, immature land, if you got that, we would think that our parents was being mean when they used to whoop us or hit us with the stick or belt or whatever. Switch, mango switch at that. We thought it would be mean, but they were training us up to where we would know right from wrong. And I'm appreciative of how my mama raised me. She was rough, but she was good. So I just want to say, I'll never forget you, Mama, and I can't forget it. And I'm going to pray this song by John P. Key. I can't forget it.
One, two, three, four.
bless the Lord, oh my soul. We're going to celebrate Mother's Day right here on Glorious Gospel Fans in the house, y'all. Hey, Sister Bandit, I got a question. You know, sister, the guys are not here. You see, you go ahead and pick out your song that you want to play for the listeners to listen to, and then we'll can you handle that? Can you handle it? Well, you can't handle it. I've been waiting for this thing. Wait a minute, give me the list. Hold on, it's a going digital. It's going digital. I told y'all like the same, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Anyway, Lord, we just thank and praise you for this beautiful day. We're going to music this down today, y'all. We're going to have us a good time in the Lord with just nothing but music, independent gospel artists. I am strong as a woman. I am strong right here on Glorious Gospel by D. Lockhart in the house, ATL in the house. Good soon.
You must.
Every woman in the house, mothers, you are strong in the midst of your weakness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sister Peppercorn, guess what? Is it my time to do my song? Minister D is on the air in the studio. He late. You think I should let him be on?
What's up, everybody?
We don't want to hear it. I would just take over. Cause I'm gonna play my song. Now, where you come from? Where you been? This Mother's Day. It must be God.
If I was coming on right before you get ready to take over, that means God blocked it and wouldn't let it be so.
I'm still gonna play my song right there. I'm still gonna do my song. Still do your song. Mr. D, you got gospel news to crank?
Well, of course.
Because if you don't have gospel news, he won't be coming on.
I got gospel news. Always got gospel
there
news.
There don't be no news.
I don't even want to say
on the air what it be.
I don't want to know if you want to call this news or just straight up tragedy.
Oh, Lord. Let me play some music. Get us ready for this. Oof. Hey, Phil. That's the news in the house right here on GTV. Let's be in the house.
I'm quite sure you all have heard to a certain degree about the young man in Brunswick, Georgia, who was jogging down the street and was killed by a retired police officer and his son. Let me back up and say, and this is for every black man, that you ought to say to yourself that I am a black man and I will be respected. This, along with the other senseless shootings, has got to end somewhere. Now, where it ends, I can't answer that question. But it has got to end. And these guys, the officer and his son was arrested, not because it was taped, but it was because we saw the tape. And if we had never seen the tape, they would have never been arrested.
Never been arrested, huh?
You know, they had the good old boy system going where the DA was able to sweep it up under the rug for over 2 months. And the tape got out, and that's when action started. That's when action took place. We have to get to the point to where we have to demand our respect as black men on this earth, because it seems like they don't respect us. So we're going to have to demand it and take it at any cost. That's the news for today.
Is that the news for today? Well, you see,
that's
we ain't saying nothing, right?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. See, if it had been me, see, I've been looking for them. But see, they pick them up just in time. Because I've had to go look for them. This is not right. You don't do stuff like that. You just don't do it. And see, that's why I don't have no children, because it'll be digital. It'll go digital. That whole block will be shut down.
And the video, I don't know if you've seen the video, but the video shows him jogging down the street. And they approach him with a shotgun in his hand. So he grabs the other end of the shotgun and starts to fight back. And the father pulls out a handgun and shoots him in the street.
Yeah.
And
we've been watching it over and over. It's crazy. It's very crazy. This world is crazy. It's gonna get worse. I'm gonna tell y'all. Put your belt on and get some wisdom, godly wisdom, and let God lead you, because you don't want to be sitting up in jail just because you done shot one of these crazies.
Yeah.
You miss out on your life for foolishness.
And I'm putting my own 2 cents on top of it. The guy who shot him was an ex-police officer, so he knew very well what he was doing when he shot this guy. So I'm not going to buy that, he mistook him for somebody or something else doing this or that. I'm not going to buy it. He's an ex-cop. Mm-hmm. He knows what precaution to take when it comes to pulling your firearm, and he knows what the rules are. If anybody else doesn't know what the rules are, he does. So
yeah.
I'm just not going to buy it, whatever the excuse was. Anything other than I just felt like shooting a black guy that day, no other excuse is going to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard the news for today. That is true. That was a heavy one, and we had already been checking that out and seeing what's going on. It's terrible. But anyway, Sister Vanja, you want to play your song?
Yeah, I got a song I've been wanting to play. Can I play the song? Having You There. Having You There. That's what I want to hear.
Oh, yeah, we played it. Okay. Having You There. Mississippi Mass Choir.
Is that a Mother's Day song, do you think?
No, it's just a song. It's a good song now. It's a good song. I don't know about no Mother's Day. What'd you say, Mr. D?
That's a little extra good song.
He late.
You don't say nothing. Okay, having you there. Whoop.
Oh,
me say, having you there, having you there.
Okay.
That's the Pepper Crown. We didn't need you to sing the reprise. It was good.
Oh, Lord.
I was just getting ready to congratulate you, commend you on a good song. You come.
Yeah, see, had to throw her 2 cents, 4 cents. You know, I always say 8 cents in.
No, this 10 cents today, baby, because see, I know how to say. Y'all just don't let nobody say. And the listeners, I know they be writing and they be wanting to hear Sister Black and Pepper and the song say, baby. I can say,
you don't even know what the song is. He just bossa do sa bossa. Do you know what she was saying?
I ain't got to know what she's saying.
She's in the
I know what she's saying. She's having
to do the mic. May the difference that can be to the mind.
Yeah, just start to. Oh, y'all giving me a headache. I'm telling y'all too much. Oh, but let's back to the day, the celebration of mothers. And I'm telling y'all, I just want to do a little insert from what the Bible says, wives and mothers, you know. I'm telling y'all, I got to do this little insert because I want to remind the mothers of this world where they're supposed to be, what they're supposed to be doing. And I'm telling you, it's just people just don't care no more about being a mother, a real mom. They don't whoop these kids. The Bible say whoop them. They won't do it. But anyway, let me just give y'all something. Little Proverbs 31. I got to run now. And I'm going to do it in the Message version so it can be clear so you can understand what I'm saying. Okay? Proverbs 31:10-31. A good woman is hard to find and worth far more than diamonds. Her husband trusts her without reserve and never has reason to regret it. Never spiteful, she treats him generously all her long life. She shops around for the best yarns and cottons and enjoys knitting and sewing. She's like a trading ship that sails to a faraway place and brings back exotic surprises. She's up before dawn, preparing breakfast for her family and organizing her day. She looks over a field and buys it. Then, with money, she puts aside plants a garden. First thing in the morning, she dresses for work, rolls up her sleeves, eager to get started. She senses the worth of her work, is in no hurry to call it quits for the day. She's skilled in the crafts of home and hearth, diligent in homemaking. She's quick to assist anyone in need, reaches out to help the poor. She doesn't worry about her family when it snows. Their winter clothes are all mended and ready to wear. She makes her own clothing and dresses in colorful linen and silks. Her husband is greatly respected when he deliberates with the city fathers. She designs gowns and sells them, brings the sweaters she knits to the dress shops. Her clothes are well made and elegant, and she always faces tomorrow with a smile. When she speaks, she has something worthful and worthwhile to say, and she always says it kindly. She keeps an eye on everyone in her household and keeps them all busy and productive. Her children respect and bless her. Her husband joins in with words of praise. Many women have done wonderful things, but you've outclassed them all. Charm can mislead and beauty soon fades. The woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in the fear of God. Give her everything she deserves. Festoon her life with praises. That is Proverbs 31:10-31. That is a virtuous woman. Takes care of her family and her husband. Blessed be that woman. Just to give you a little insight, if you forgot, just to bring it back across your mind, to renew it, to know how to be when you have children. You have anything to say on that, Minister D? No, he ain't got nothing to say. He late.
Well, first of all, let me say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You are great.
Praise,
appreciate it. And I thank God for a mother that trained us, taught us,
mm-hmm.
reared us, prepared
mm-hmm.
us, beat us.
Down. Don't forget that word. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The beating was a little, Woo. You know, a little harsh, but it was necessary. So
that's right.
And unfortunately, some mothers have to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I will save that lashing
mm-hmm.
for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we thank you. We salute you all.
Yes, we do. Because my mom sure, she did it all. Regardless if she was single one minute and married the next, or next married one minute and single the next, it didn't matter. She did it all.
Yeah.
Fathers get missing.
Right.
So that don't mean the mother get missing and lazy. That means you got to step it up a notch.
Yes, sir.
And do it all with the help of the Lord our God if you planning on raising that child correctly. Because now when he gets grown, you don't want him stomping you in the ground. You don't want him going to get the switch. You don't want him doing you any kind of way if you raise him right. And you just need to follow the word of God. And it will work. And listen to God, I'm telling you. Because, you're going to need him with these kids. Just stay, just stay in time.
I thank you. Glover, I think you're giving us the PC version. Your kid won't do that if you knock him out early.
Knock him out quick. When soon as he say no,
yeah.
When you know, look, that's the first one of the first words that a child learns. No. Okay. Knock him out. That's the first one. Stop. Stop is the next word. Stop and no.
Leave me alone.
Knock him out.
Mine. Then they learn mine.
Yeah.
Mine.
Yeah, mine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mine.
See, those are words that get you knocked out. I remember I threw a tantrum on my mom. I figured I'd throw a tantrum, fall out in the floor.
That was
when
the only one
out,
you did.
She fell out. When I fell out, she fell out. She fell out like I was doing. I was screaming on the floor. And so she fell on top of me and started screaming, just kicking and screaming. And I couldn't breathe. I was like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I'm thinking that in my head. I was a little kid, but I was like gasping for air. And I shut up quick because I wanted her up off of me so I could breathe. I ain't do that no more, see. Yeah, she had a little way of doing it, but that's how she did it.
She dropped the elbow on you.
She raised me right. I don't care what y'all say. My mama did the best she could by herself, and she did wonderful. 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 So I got to play this song. A song for mama, and it's to all moms. Yours 2D. A song for mom, boys to be in the house.
Mama, you're
That's a rough one right there.
That one of the songs that's going to be around
for a long time.
This song will be around a long time. Long time. Long time.
Long, 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 long. Just like the first song I played was I'll Always Love My Mama.
Love My Mama.
I used to play that song when my mama was living. I used to play that song all the time, especially around Mother's Day. And it's still playing today. Every Mother's Day, the radio stations play that song first. And that was actually, they had a countdown, and that song by the Intruders was the number one song of today. Mm. After they did a countdown, that was number one. Oh, Lord, I tell you, for those of us that don't have a mama that's going on, or mama disappeared or whatever, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will always be there as your mother and your father. If you trust him, he will replace, yes, he will. He will replace the hurt and the pain, uproot the grief, because he is all powerful and he has love everlasting. The love of a mother and a father cannot outweigh the love of God.
Okay.
So, for all of you though that need your mama, I need mine too. But I know God has been my mother and father for a long time now, and I trust it. So on our way up out of here today, we're gonna play. There is no greater love than the love of our God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we are to say happy Mother's Day to all mothers.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to all the mamas. Mamas, good thing I'm not one, because
Mrs. G, we're closing out. We want to say anything.
Once again, I want to reiterate, you know, happy Mother's Day to all. And before we go, I want to say we lost three greats this week. I want to pray for the families of Andre Horrell, founder of Uptown Records. He's the one that gave us Mary J. Blige and Jodeci. A lot of people. We lost Little Richard yesterday.
Little Richard.
And
today, Betty Wright.
Betty Wright. Betty Wright.
That's
so
right. Mm-hmm.
They've made major contributions to music, and we'll just pray for them as well as their family.
Do you mind if I testify and tell you of the goodness of my Lord? Share some of what he's done for me, how he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own, but there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you see life has tried to get the best of me. I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing his name, Jesus, and he loves me. And I know this 'cause he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. His name is Jesus, yet he loves me. And I know this 'cause he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. Oh. Through the mistakes that I made, I just don't know where I would be. Oh, he showed me so much favor.